Day 74. Face, facial. Medicine, medicate.
A while back, we talked about pairs of related words like race and racial, medicine and medicate.
I remember, Patrick.
You just feel like there's a C in all these, even though it's pronounced S in race, SH in racial, and K in medicate.
Yes. No problem for anybody who already knows the language, but often vexing to somebody who's trying to learn it, like maybe a native speaker of Spanish or Arabic.
Okay, Marta, but I just came across two more, space and spatial. That would seem to complicate the situation a bit. I mean, shouldn't it be written spatial if it's related to space? We'd still get the right pronunciation out of it, wouldn't we?
Good reasoning, Patrick. Actually, both words, I think, derive ultimately from Latin, spatium. But space has come down to us by way of French. You would pick just about the only pair of that kind. I think the other is palace and palatial, Latin, palatium, not palatial. It's interesting that you said you can just feel there's a C in pairs like race, racial, and medicine, medicate. Feel the same way about the S in revise, revision, the T in relate, relation?
I think so.
You're not alone.
Okay, but what about divide, division?
What about it? That's a bit different.
But the two words are related, aren't they?
Yes, but one is spelled with a D and the other S, as you can see.
Well, suppose for the sake of consistency, we spelled it Davidian.
We talked about this before. Spelling it with D won't give us the right pronunciation.
Well, if the T plus I in relation gives us the sh sound, why wouldn't a D plus I in Davidian give us a j sound?
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Perfectly good reasoning. Again, it's just that the two words have come down to us from Latin, divido, through French with D and S, and no Davidian. Otherwise, you might be feeling a D in both.
Should I stop feeling, Marta?
Absolutely not. You're feeling the C in race and racial, by the way, is what's sometimes referred to as psychological reality.
Really?
Yes, and it can extend pretty far. Take the words create, creature, and creation, for example. Maybe even the dialectal form critter. Any comment?
Sure. Four T's. Four different pronunciations. And the T in all of them is, psychologically real. I hear it in my head.